Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Sfasemes Parshas Emor Tovshin Peidalet. One of the halachas and the mitzvahs that we find in our parsha is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, where the pasuk tells us, "V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem akadshchem, hamoitzi eschem, me'eretz mitzrayim liyos lechem l'leikim, ani Hashem," that a person is mechuyev, is obligated to be makadei shem shemayim, to be able to be willing to give up his life, limser nafshay, al Kiddush Hashem, and the pasuk ends off, hamoitzi eschem, me'eretz mitzrayim. And the shaila is, how is it shayach that the Rabban Hashem could command every single yid in Klal Yisrael to give up their life? We understand the word tzaddikim like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Masa yavav yadav akimenu." He's waiting his whole life to be able to be makayim the mitzvah of mesiris nefesh b'chol nafshecha, to give up his nefesh, to give up his soul, to give up his life for the Rabban Shalom. But this is halacha which has been ekdashim b'toich b'nei Yisrael, like the Rambam paskins in Yisrael de'atera kol beis Yisrael mitzuvan akedush Hashem. How is it possible for every yid in Klal Yisrael to be obligated in this very high level of mesiris nefesh to be able to give up their life for the Rabban Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem? Va'oid, what is the connection between the first part of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk? The first part of the pasuk says v'nekdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, you have to be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, and it ends off hamitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. What does yitzias Mitzrayim have anything to do with the obligation to be meiser nefesh? What's the connection between the resha of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, and the Sefer of the Pasuk? The Sfasemis of the year, Tuf Resh Mem Vav, and he talks about this in a few other places as well. His Mamorim on Parshas Emor explains and brings down the following Chazal and Teres Koinim. The Chazal say the following, Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tanai Hoitzoisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tanai Shetimsuru Atzmechem Lakadosh Hashmi. The end of the Pasuk and the connection between the end and the beginning is that the Rabban Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, the reason why I took you out of Mitzrayim was on the condition that Klal Yisrael is going to be Meiser Nefesh. And therefore, v'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, you know what the obligation, you know why you have an obligation to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, even if it means Mesiris Nefesh, hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Only, the Rabban Hashem says, I only took you out on condition that you're going to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And therefore, there's a connection between the beginning and the end. This is the reason why we have to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But the Sfasemis takes it one step further and says, it's not just that which is obligating us to be Meiser Nefesh, but it's also that which gives us the koyach, that which gives us the power to be Meiser Nefesh. And his words are the following, Tehina b'nei Yisrael mitzuvan limser nafsham al kedusha shma yizbarach. Every yid is obligated to be Meiser Nefesh for kedusha shma yizbarach. Ubevadei nimtze zeh hakoyach. This power, this ability to be able to be Meiser Nefesh is not only by tzaddikim like Yitzhak Avinu and Rabbi Kiva, but it's Bechol Ish Yisrael, Sheyuchal Levatel Esateva. Every yid has the ability to give up that which is most natural to a human being, the desire to stay alive. And every one of us will do anything that we can to stay alive, but Zaktis Vasemis, every yid has the ability and has the capability to be able to be Meiser Nefesh, to break nature, to break the most natural thing for a human, for all things that are alive to do, which is to stay alive. And a person has the ability, every yid has the ability to be Meiser Nefesh to the Rabban Hashem. How? How does every yid have the ability? Even the simplest yidin, how do we have that ability? Zaktas Vasemis, the answer is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ubi Yitzias Mitzrayim, she'asa lanu Hashem Yisbarach nisim, ha'itzionu min ha'teva. When the Rabban Hashem did nisim, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Eser Machas and Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Nisim that we experienced by Yitzias Mitzrayim was not only to get us out of Mitzrayim, to be able to get us out of that physical space in Mitzrayim, out of the slavery that we were in, but it was also to raise up Klal Yisrael to a place that's above Teva. That Klal Yisrael was no longer subjugated to the regular rules of nature. The same way water could turn into blood, and frogs can spread all over the land of Mitzrayim, and water can split in a moment to allow Kriyas Yamsuf and then come back together to drown the Mitzrayim. The Rabban Hashem did the same thing to every yid in Klal Yisrael. The Rabban Hashem raised nature up and broke all the rules of nature by Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Eser Makas and Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Rabban Hashem took every neshama in Klal Yisrael by Yitzias Mitzrayim and did the same thing. The Rabban Hashem allowed them to experience that break in nature, and the Rabban Hashem made it mushrash. He made it part of our spiritual DNA that every one of us is not subjugated to the rules of nature, but we have the ability to be haitzionu min ateva, to rise above nature. Va'al yedei zeh b'kaychenu levato kol dever tivi. And because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have the ability, every yid has the ability, to break that which is most natural to us. K'moshe kasavnu b'makam acha, like he writes in another place, nesatil yirecha neis les noises, the Rabban Hashem gave us a neis, the Rabban Hashem did nisim les noises, to raise us up in a way that we're lamala mederech teva, that we're not just stuck in the world of teva, and it's not just that we experience a one-time miracle, but the miracle became part of our DNA and raised us up to the place that's lamala mederech. The Sfasemis writes in his Mamar Machanaka the same thing. Kafim asha oisa kodesh baruch lanu nisim. As much as we experience those nisim, when we experience the Rabbanu Shalom allowing us to see that he's breaking teva in order to get us out of a difficult matzim, like by Chanukah, like by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, like by Purim, like every day, when we see the nisim that the Rabbanu Shalom is breaking teva, that obligates us to then act to him in a way that breaks teva, which means the nace that a person experiences, the nace that all of Klal Yisrael experience by Yitzias Mitzrayim, was a nace that raised us up in a way that it's moisif by koyach melamala. It gives us that power. It raises us up in a way that's greater than a madrega vizelis nesis. That's what it means, that a nace can mean a miracle, but a nace can also mean something that's high up, something that's raised up. Every nace that Klal Yisrael experience raised them up to the place of lamala mederech teva. And therefore, Zaktis Fasam is the beginning and the end of the pasuk are connected, because the beginning of the pasuk is the obligation to be mekadesh shem shemayim, to be meisur nefesh for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the end of the pasuk is telling us how we have the ability to do it. Hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Since we all of Klal Yisrael experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, we now all have the ability to be able to break nature and to rise above nature. And then this Sfasemis ends off and explains to us that this is what we're doing by Sefiras HaOmer. Achar Yetzias Mitzrayim. After we all experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we all experience Lela Seder. Like the Agbala God that says, Chayav Adam Lirisis Atzmai, Kiluhu Yatzame Mitzrayim. Every one of us experienced a Yetzias Mitzrayim with all the Nisim that took place. We all experienced that on Pesach. And then immediately after, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, immediately after experiencing those miracles, we start counting Sefiras HaOmer. What is Sefiras HaOmer? Says this Fasemes, Tzrichim Lekabel HaOris HaNisim Menav Sheisenu. Sefiras HaOmer means that once we experience the nace, we allow the nace to have an effect on us and to allow us to also rise above nature. Liyistam Shachin Achar Derech HaNisim. That we become people that are miracles ourselves. That the same way you experience miracles, we become a miracle ourselves. Ulevato Kol HaTeva. To be mavatal all of teva, b'zayin amida sheva adam elav yizbarech. Like the Arizal writes, every one of the weeks, a person should work on a different one of the seven midos. The seven midos are that which is natural to a person. Chesed, gvura, tveres, netzach, chayid, yisoyed, malchus. This is the makeup of a person. But the goal of sphere is to take all of those midos, all of teva, all the natural things, the natural way that we interact with the world, the natural way that we interact with ourselves, and to be able to take all of that and be mahapachet. To be able to flip it on its head and to be able to show that we can rise above. That we're able to take all of those midas and to purify them and move from that place of being a behema, which is the carbon sa'irim, to the carbon shtayalechem, to being an adam. And once we experience Yitzias Mitzrayim and Lela Seder, we can be mavatal all of teva. Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim gives us the ability to go through Sefiras Sa'imer and break every one of those midas, break all of that nature which we have in us the whole year, and to be able to rise above. That's why these two mitzvahs are connected, and that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to Sefiras HaOmer. This is our avodah. The Sfasemis is telling us during these weeks. During the weeks of Sefiras HaOmer, our goal is to break the teva, to be mesakin the talmidei Rabbi Kiva that were shleinagu kavod zem zeh, that didn't have the proper kavod with each other, and that was a natural thing that they were looking out for themselves and not the other person. But when a yid experiences Yitzias Mitzrayim, he says, "I'm not subjugated to nature. I don't need to be stuck and limited by the rules of nature and by the rules of my physical limitations. But if I experience a nes on Pesach night and experience a nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, I too can become a miracle. I too can rise above nature and get to the place where I'm not subjugated to any teva, to any one of those seven midas holding me down. This is our avodah on the night after Yitzias Mitzrayim when we begin Sefiras HaOmer. This is our avodah all the way until we come to Shavuos, when you become like Malachim, are able to be paskuz u'masan, get rid of the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, and are able to be makabel the Torah. Hashem should help us. We should be zeiche to purify ourselves, to recognize that we're not animals and we're not even humans, but every one of us are angels. Every one of us are miracles in and of itself. Every one of us have been rose above the kayach of nature. Every one of us are not subjugated to the rules of nature. And we recognize our true inherent kayach, recognize what Yitzias Mitzrayim did to our spiritual DNA, then Rish Hashem will be zeicha to rise above nature and to get to the place where we recognize that every one of us is a miracle.